Spiritual Life Center.
We greet you in the name of all that is good, all that is sacred, and in the warm and loving energy of this community, Spiritual Life Center. If you're joining us for the first time, we especially want to welcome you because we know that you are not here by accident. You're here by divine appointment. Thank you for joining us on your unique path today, and we hope you enjoy this special message from this past Sunday's service.
You know, everything about Faith in Action this year calls us to listen. And it sounds simple, doesn't it? It's like maybe we can improve our hearing somehow. However, there's a big difference between hearing and listening. Listening goes beyond our physical ears and our brains. True, deep listening leads us to inner knowledge and understanding. And it is probably the most important thing we can do. But listening is also something that most of us have not really learned to do. If we were taught to pray, we were told to talk to God, to tell Him all our problems, and to ask Him to fix those problems, and then be very polite and say thank you. All that complaining and asking and thanking is busyness, and it's very noisy. And then we turn around and complain when God doesn't respond. I mean, really, with all that hubbub, who would hear God? So how would we even know if God had responded? Some of us have learned to meditate through very specific methods. A way to sit, a mantra, a hand position to hold. When these become ends in themselves, they inhibit the listening. And so the question is, how do we get to silence? Is it something we can learn? Do we discard everything that we already know? Well, the answer is yes and no. We can develop a practice of going within, and we don't have to discard the practice that we already have, but we might need to learn to use it differently. For example, going into the silence is a fairly natural thing for me. However, I do live in this world, and there are times when it piles up on me. A few days ago, I had one of those days, and I really needed to stop, settle, and go inward. But my thoughts were a waterfall of everything, everywhere, all the time. So I sat down and started talking to God, telling God all about it. I wasn't asking for help or solutions. I was just venting to Spirit. I even think I said, I don't even want to be quiet right now. But once I got those thoughts out of my system, I was able to release the problem consciousness I started with. And when I moved my attention to my breath, I connected with my body and my heart and let myself be pulled inward into the presence that abides within me. And I tell you this because sometimes people think that spiritual teachers have special privileges and get to skate. We don't. We have to walk through the same stuff as everybody else. But the other thing that confuses people about all of this is that there is the rumor that you are supposed to clear your mind of all thought if you want to meditate. And I can tell you this isn't going to happen, just so you know, because as long as we are alive, we're going to have thoughts. Getting caught up in blanking out your thoughts is just another distraction. And also, if you go into silence with expectations, those expectations are going to start doing jumping jacks in your mind, and this little guy shows up, and listening becomes impossible. When you get quiet and pay attention, you will be able to tell the difference between your thoughts and the gentle presence vibrating within you. Listening requires your attention. It requires a desire to communicate with your higher self, with the presence of God. And the more still you can become, the more tuned in you become, our little friend will go sit peacefully in the corner. You may ask, what am I listening for? Well, according to Butterworth, that would not be much of anything. We're used to looking for content everywhere. And if we can begin to accept that while there might be a conscious experience in the silence, often there's just the feeling of peace, of infilling, of recharging, of being. Now, I bet that all along you've been thinking that I'm going to say that listening is important when you're in silence. Well, sort of and sort of not. It wouldn't be weird or strange to experience something that you might interpret as a message during your quiet time. But I want to go back for a moment and talk about some other things before we get to that. Like, why do we go into silence in the first place? We do it because we have concerns we want to resolve. We do it because others have concerns. We do it because it keeps us centered and connected. We need to feel centered and connected to manage our lives, to live in peace. And we want to feel like this. In this series, we are talking about scientific prayer. And the silence is a component of a three-pronged process. Those three aspects are relax and let go, turn inward to become one with the secret power, and project this power with an affirmation or treatment. Reverend James talked about letting go last week, and I have to review that a bit before we can go forward. My little rant to God the other day was my way of letting go of the train wreck in my head. If I had just sat down and tried to cover all that up with affirmations, I would have gotten nowhere, because affirmations are part of another important two-prongs process, and that is called denial and affirmation. Now, we have gotten so caught up with the idea of affirmations that denial has been ignored or turned into a simple get over it, when it is actually an integral part of scientific prayer. The idea of denial really confuses some people because the word itself carries so much baggage. A couple of years ago, I did a Wednesday night program on denial and affirmation, and the concept of denial was completely foreign to almost every single person in the room. And when I asked them to write a denial, and I did give them an example, they could not wrap their minds around it. Because the first thought about denial is that we are pretending that something isn't happening. But that's not it. In metaphysics, the exercise of denial is for the purpose of declaring that a situation or circumstances doesn't have any power over you. The tire on my car may be flat, but it doesn't have to have power over my life. I can let it ruin my day, or I can get the thing fixed and move on. And no, not everything is as simple as a flat tire. But when you make a firm statement that a certain situation doesn't have power over you, then you open your way for affirmation work to take hold. Piling affirmations onto any icky situation won't do any good at all, because unless you let go and deny the power of that situation, it will fester underneath. We have to clear away the debris. Now imagine you're walking through a forest and the path is littered with debris. You can allow the debris to get in your way, delay you, or even stop you. But if you simply acknowledge it and move around it, you eventually come to the clearing that Pat Orner so beautifully depicts in her painting. And so it is with the path to silence. We acknowledge that there is stuff running around in our minds, that there are more concerns, that they move around, and you just have to make them sit and be in a quiet place. So now, we come back around to listening. There is a wonderful article on the website for Richard Rohr's Center for Action and Contemplation. And they had the good grace to post this article the day I started working on this talk, so I really appreciated that. This article quotes Thomas Keating, who was the very first person to bring centering prayer out of the monasteries and taught it to the public. He had a lot to say about silence. Keating taught that once you can still your mind, and not erase it, but still it, and stop looking for content, there is more to hear, more to experience than you could possibly imagine. And this excerpt from his poem, Out of a Stone, says it all. The silence of the Creator is thunderous, drowning out everything else and hiding in endless creativity. Now, this tells us everything we might want to know about this practice, but is something we actually have to experience. It is not something that we can think our way into. You know, Reverend Janae is sort of our resident expert on silence. And during our podcast discussion, she explained that she was a very reluctant meditator. But once she got the hang of it, she now craves that silence. Her group that meets on Thursday nights does a short guided meditation to get them into the right space. And then they sit in silence for 45 minutes or more sometimes. And oops, that might sound scary to the beginner or to the extrovert who needs contact with the world. But the good news is that the amount of time you spend in silence isn't as important as just doing it. One of my most effective experiences came from a 1 minute silence. And the cool part is you may not physically hear anything, but when you return to the world, you may very well have a solution come into your mind. It may happen immediately, or it may filter in over a period of time. This is when listening and paying attention are vital, because sometimes the messages are subtle, and it is so easy to argue your way right out of your answer. And it might manifest in a way that you least expect or would not have imagined. And remember that this is where all of the really wildly creative ideas come from. Trusting in the presence is one thing. Trusting in your personal connection with the presence is usually something that we all have to develop. Going within is an art that you can develop simply by practicing. You don't need a teacher. You don't need a book. You don't need a class. All you need is a desire to become aware of and commune with the presence. And now we come to the third prong of scientific prayer. You're sitting in silence. You feel renewed. You're at peace, and maybe you've even had an insight. Now you can pray. You're enveloped in the presence. You are filled with spiritual power, and this is what you will project out into the world using your affirmations. The energy of the presence is more like The energy of the presence is like none other, and with your word and your intentions, you can project it to the world, to other people, to situations in your own life. But remember, you are not reaching out to bring something in. You are projecting from your own holy center. And it is also very important that you realize that you are not using your own power or your own energy to do this. This energy is so pure, so clear, you are able to project it without an agenda. You and the presence are simply there. And the energy goes where it needs to go because it already knows, right? Let go and let it be. There are two things that I want to leave you with today. The first is that the three prongs of scientific prayer are guides. They are not requirements. They are meant to show you a way to do the work. Butterworth is very keen on not getting stuck in forms and formalities, especially when they're just done for the sake of doing them. He admonishes us not to give up our spiritual power to anyone else, and he asks us to lean into our own power and use it as it was intended. Now, I wasn't thinking about this when we chose the universe's calling, but Butterworth's call to turn within and work from God rather than toward God is in direct correlation to the mission-centric ministry model that we are adopting here at SLC. We ministers are here as spiritual teachers, not the know-alls who are the only ones who can talk to God or fix everything. The call is for each of us to step up into our own spiritual growth and spiritual power. Butterworth gives us the guidance and tools with his version of scientific prayer to really take some bold steps forward. and the process of scientific prayer is simple and direct. Yet whenever we take on a new discipline, most of us overthink it, make it hard, or put a whole bunch of rules around it, and then we try it, and it doesn't work for the first time, and then we get all down on ourselves. Now, this has never happened to me, but I've had other people tell me that it has, so. I want to give you a little starter pack today. And this is something that you can do anytime, in any circumstance, if you can just get a little bit of space. It will give you a way to learn to recognize and project that pure spiritual energy and maybe help you move into a deeper practice over time. Now, please note, no salespeople will call, and we don't keep notes on who is doing what. So just take this, and if it works for you, that's great. I received this little exercise during the silence a few years ago. I don't have a name for it. It's just something I do to recenter and to clear negativity from my physical body and from my mind, and I also use it to pray for others. So let's just take a moment now, take a deep breath, and relax. Now focus on your physical heart and imagine a little flame like a pilot light sitting right on top of your heart. Now with this flame in mind, take a really deep breath. And when you exhale, use that breath to fan the flame just like a billows and see that holy light from the flame expand into your chest. And then you take another breath and exhale to fan the flame so that the light expands to fill your whole body. And another breath and to exhale the light out into the ethers. And you just keep doing this until you feel cleansed and clear. So now take a breath and come back. You might notice that that flame represents the presence, and your breath connects and projects the presence out into the world. And that sounds like a version of scientific prayer to me. I wish you good listening and deep silence in the coming week. And may the joys of the world go with you.
We are grateful for the opportunity to share with you today and hope you've taken something from this Sunday's message. If you'd like to hear more from Spiritual Life Center, be sure to click subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening from. You can find out more about our community on our website at www.slcworld.org. We look forward to being a part of your continued spiritual journey. Wherever you are, God is, and all is well.
Spiritual Life Center. One heart.